With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Gas shortages have spread from the South, almost exhausting supplies in Washington, D.C. The run on gasoline follows a ransomware attack. Georgia-based Colonial Pipeline does report making substantial progress in getting the pipeline back in full service. Meanwhile, sources say that Colonial paid the criminals about $5 million in cryptocurrency. As the conflict continues, Democrats are divided over U.S. support for Israel and its fight against the Hamas terrorist group. Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Democrats are seeing a fracture in their normally unified ranks over the issue of U.S. support for the Jewish state. Anti-Israel sentiments coming from lawmakers like Representative Ilhan Omar, who calls Israeli airstrikes that left civilians dead in Gaza terrorist attacks. Progressives like Elizabeth Warren and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez condemning Israel's planned evictions in East Jerusalem. But Maryland Democrat Ben Cardin joins most Republicans in praising Israel as what he calls a country of law. Cardin says he has confidence in Israel's legal system. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNews.com, retail sales in the U.S. were flat in April after soaring in March when many Americans received those stimulus checks that boosted spending.
The Commerce Department report was worse than the 0.8% growth Wall Street analysts had expected. Americans started receiving a third round of stimulus checks in March, helping retail sales soar 10.7% that month. Friday's report comes amid other signs the economy is improving as vaccinations accelerate and business restrictions are relaxed.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Consumer spending, which makes up two-thirds of all economic activity in the U.S., is closely monitored by economists to gauge the nation's economic health. On Wall Street, stocks remain sharply higher, the Dow up 420 points and the NASDAQ 332 points higher. This is SRN News.
For your Friday afternoon, a mix of sun and clouds and a bit breezy with a high 77. Tonight, mostly clear, expect a low 55. Saturday, we'll start the weekend sunny and breezy with a high 78. Saturday night, mostly clear again with a low 57. Sunday, mostly sunny, high 81. And Monday, sunny and breezy, high 82.
It's important to buckle up your kids.
I know.
Sometimes car seats can be complicated.
I know.
And if your child's in the wrong seat and you get into a crash.
I know.
It could lead to a serious injury.
I know.
So you're 100% sure you have the right car seat for your child's age and size?
I don't know.
Don't think you know. Know you know. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Make sure you have the right car seat. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Ignition sequence time.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engines running. Commit. Liftoff.
Hello and welcome to SWAT Radio with Doug McCary of His Light Ministries. So happy you are listening today. I am Taylor Johnson, and if you would like to join us in our discussion, please call us at 1-844-777-7928. That's 1-844-777-SWAT, or you can email us at ask@swatradio.com. That's ask@swatradio.com. Again, ask@swatradio.com. And if you are listening to the podcast because you missed us live, you can also send us your questions on Facebook and Twitter. At SWAT Radio Talk is the handle. That is at SWAT Radio Talk. And we will be sure to answer those questions or respond to your comments. That's the word I was looking for. Just as soon as we are back in the studio again today.
So you go out of the studio for a day and you're like, okay, I'm back. What do I do now, right?
I was trying out a new word that I hadn't used. And, you know, I got my, what I say it the same way every day. And I tried a little something new and, oh, I forgot the word I was going to use.
That's okay. You do a good job. I get a lot of good feedback about you being in here. I'm very grateful for you being in here, Taylor. It's been fun having you in here. And, you know, as we just kind of go back and forth on these things, you bring a lot of good questions to mind, and I'm grateful for all the stuff that you do. You send me a lot of videos and research stuff that's good out there, and I appreciate you listeners. Charles is a guy who sends in a lot to me, too. In fact, I get about 50 emails a day. No, I'm kidding, Charles. You send me a lot of good stuff, though. If you're just listening for the first time to SWAT Radio, SWAT stands for Spiritual Warriors Advancing Truth. We broadcast up in Virginia and Mississippi, Florida, Georgia, also through the internet, through our SWATradio.com link. And if you've got friends that you think might benefit, because our focus and purpose is to really talk about things, how the Bible is relevant and practical for us. We're teaching through Acts right now, and I love Acts because Acts is about being all in. And Stephen, who we're studying about right now, we're in Acts 7, was an all-in guy. And usually the first segment of our program, we talk about things going on in the news. Boy, there's never any lack of things going on in our news. But, you know, some people, like, you know, we get some comments sometimes about you guys do this or you guys don't do this. Our focus on the first segment is to take things that Taylor and I really feel led to talk about. And we don't try to take a particular position, but we look at things that are in the news, and we tend to speak about things. We want to speak about things from a spiritual perspective and look at things. Now, I realize in the current culture we live in, everything becomes political. But just because we talk about a political issue doesn't mean we're taking a political position. We try to take a spiritual position on it. In other words, principally, what does God's words have to say about this? We may not deal with every subject that you and the listening audience think we ought to deal with, because we just simply don't have enough time in an hour to do that. And we feel like there's a lot of subjects that get focused on other things, other programs, other networks and things. So we just take what we do. And if you want us to talk about something, you're free to call in. Friday's a great day for that, because Friday is kind of anything goes day on SWAT Radio, where we talk about things. Today, because we had Owen Strand on yesterday, who, by the way, Dr. Strand did a great job of sharing, and he's got a book coming out. He's doing a conference next month we talked about, he's doing a book on Christianity and wokeness, comes out in July. You can't even get it yet, but when it's released July 20th, I highly encourage you to get it. But he does have several books that are already out. One of them on just the roles of men and women. It's called The Grand Design, Male and Female. He made them. You know, Taylor, just saying that title alone right now could be troublesome for some people. Mm-hmm. But that's what God did. He made them male and female. And so if you would like to have a copy of that book and you've never called in to SWAT Radio before, we're looking for first-time callers. I will, during the let's say the second segment, first segment, we're going to go back and forth a little bit. But starting with the second segment, if you call in, you'll get a copy of that book. It's called The Grand Design, Male and Female. He made them. And then during the third segment, Reenchanting Humanity, A Theology of Mankind, really good book that he wrote. I'll tell you what, I'll give you your choice. You can get either that one on Grand Design, you can get the one on theology, or he does a book, What Does the Bible Teach About Transgenderism? Now, there's a really relevant topic, right? And so he was great. If you get a chance, go back and listen to the program and listen to, you can go to SWATradio.com, just put in Owen, and it'll come up when you do a search, and you can listen. But I want to ask again for people to pray. I know they had a vigil for the family of Tristan Bailey. Tristan was a 13-year-old girl that was stabbed to death by that 14-year-old young man. And it's really awful, Taylor, when you stop and think about it. Anytime a child is murdered, anytime anybody's murdered, but when a child is murdered, there seems to be a real sense of loss in the community, because it's just like people that would, how could somebody do something so horrific, right, as to mm-hmm. do that? And when you look at what happened, we live in a time where people want to talk about the rights of the sexual rights people have and all the you know, the sexual immoralities out there. When you open up those Pandora's boxes, You know, you can't just say, and this goes back to what I was talking about the other, earlier in the week, who decides what's right and wrong? I mean, who decides, yeah, you go, well, it's wrong for him to commit murder. I don't know. I don't know the facts, but I know a lot of times when I read case histories or when I used to look at things, a lot of times people would not go into those situations with the intent to murder. Their intent was to have something that they couldn't have. And again, without knowing the particular facts of that case, there were wounds, and the what the, you know, the sheriff said about that particular young lady that would indicate there was a lot of rage in that young man to do whatever he did, because you don't stab a person multiple times. Yeah. You know, I mean, usually if it's something that is just a spontaneous thing, it just happens. You realize what you've done and you go, oh my goodness. And you try to cover it up. But when you have multiple stab wounds like that, there's a lot of rage underneath that.
Yeah, I think the sheriff said, you know, he didn't say the number, but he said it was horrific.
Yeah.
You know, and for him to say that, I mean, I think is an indication of just, you know, how gruesome what happened was. And that's just terrible, especially for a 13-year-old girl to have to go through that is sad. It's a tragedy.
Yeah, it is. It's awful. And, you know, here's the thing. That when you look in our culture, and this is one of the dangers in our culture right now, pornography is a $1 billion industry. Mm-hmm. And you have people that say, we don't want to objectify women, but you should have the right to look at what you look at.
Yeah.
Which is pornography objectifies women. And the bad thing about pornography is pornography releases dopamine in your brain, and your brain gets conditioned to that, and it needs more dopamine release to create the same kind of euphoric feeling in your brain. And I mean, God made us that way. You know, he made men. You know, I was sharing this with others, and by the way, if you have young kids, you might want to turn the radio down just a little bit, because we're talking about this, because this kind of stuff is going on, and it really creates a problem. In fact, just 11 minutes ago, they just released, JSO said there was a man in, this is at town center in the Publix, a 27-year-old guy was charged with video voyeurism in the Publix. He was filming a female in the Publix shopping center. And now the person he was filming was 19 years of older, but he's filming this woman in Publix, and a witness saw it, and they pointed it out to JSO what was going on. Now, this guy, they got his picture on the internet. You can go see him, the one they arrested, and it's kind of freaky. You think about this guy being in a Publix. You're in a public grocery store, you know, and Publix is, I mean, this is town center is a, mm-hmm. is a relatively good part of town as far as like not a high crime rate. And here's this guy, video voyeurism is the charge. And I didn't even know that was a charge. Did you know that was a charge?
I think I did, because I heard something a long time ago about a guy who put a camera on his shoe and was using
that. So, I mean, you think about hearing a secret camera installed in a hotel room or a public bathroom or something like that. You know, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But think about how brazen it is to be in the middle of a public shopping center and going up behind somebody. So creepy that somebody else goes and tells a store clerk who calls the police, and then they get the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's kind of weird, right?
Mm-hmm.
People are very brazen today. And we live in a time, really, in our country where people think they can do anything. Just like, did you see the fight up in North Carolina over the gas? A lady pulled in, you know, they have long lines of North Carolina for gas. And this lady pulled in front of a guy and bumped the car, and the guy gets out to confront her. She spits in his face, and they get into a brawl, all because of a gas line.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
But we live in a very crazy time. It's a great time for Christians to be a witness of the one true living God and hope in that one true God in Jesus. But yeah, crazy stuff in the news. Be a light for Jesus out there. It's definitely needed right now.
Yeah, and stay tuned. We'll be back with more after the break.
If you'd like to contact SWAT Radio, the toll-free number is 1-844-777-7928. That's 844-777-7928 or 844-777-SWAT. You can also listen to this program through the WTRJ The Truth app from the App Store or over the Internet by accessing www.swatradio.com. We'll be back shortly for further discussion and to take your calls. Highway to Eternity Ministries is a ministry dedicated to encouraging those who have lost hope and coming alongside those who cannot find peace and are considered unfit for inclusion in Christ's church. They use published works to teach God's word and share encouraging testimonies of transformed lives. Highway to Eternity Ministries serves as a parachurch ministry that comes alongside churches to share its passion and commitment through spiritual writings, nuances, and experiences to everyone who has an interest in the teachings of Jesus Christ. For more information, contact Jeff Andrews at 904-436-5175.
That is Red Letters by David Crowder. Welcome back to SWAT Radio. SWAT stands for Spiritual Warriors Advancing Truth. And if you are just joining us, today is a Anything Goes Friday, a little bit of just talking about a wide variety of things. So if you would like to call in and join the discussion, or if you have any questions, please call us at 1-844-777-7928. That's 1-844-777-SWAT. Or you can email us at ask@swatradio.com. That's ask, A-S-K, at swatradio.com. And Doug said that any new caller calling in for the first time, he has a special gift for you. So make sure you take advantage of that. If you are a reader, or even if you're not, maybe you should become one. Right, Doug?
Yeah. Yeah, I would love for you to call in. And you can call in with any question. We can talk about critical race theory, which we talked a little bit about yesterday, the wokeism stuff. We can talk about men, women roles. We talked about that yesterday with Owen Strand. We can talk about being all in. You as a believer, can you sign this statement? I am fully surrendered to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. I'm His for anything, anytime, anywhere. If you can't, why can't you sign that? You should be able to sign that if you're His. That's what we've been talking about in SWAT for this week and last week. I wanted to let you know, because we've been talking about Tristan, this young girl, Tristan Bailey, there is a GoFundMe set up for her family, and it's to help them pay for her funeral expenses. Believe it or not, you know, funeral expenses aren't cheap today. I mean, it is pretty pricey to everything from getting a casket to where you're going to have, I mean, that stuff that you don't want to have to think about. And this was something that was so sudden. So somebody set up a GoFundMe. And so if you, that's on our podcast link. If you want to go to our podcast link at swatradio.com, you'll see that you can go to that GoFundMe page for her to help out with anything there you want to donate, if you want to do that. But certainly pray for her. This is a young lady who was snatched away, and snatched away in a really sad way. And so a lot of people hurting in the community. So just pray for their family and all those involved there. Taylor, I want to hit the critical theory thing here a second, because, you know, up in Virginia, we're seeing something happen that I'm excited that's happening, and it ought to be happening all over. In fact, if you're listening in Mississippi or Georgia, you know, here in Florida or out west, wherever you are, you know, start taking a notice at what Virginia parents are doing. They are pushing back against critical theory, critical race theory, because they're saying we're not going to let these education standards be lowered. They're making their voices known. People are showing up at school board meetings. And if you just, you know, don't really know what critical race theory is, it's a school of thought that focuses on how power structures and institutions impact racial minorities is what, I mean, that they would say that their definition of it is. Just to simplify it, it breaks down every person into one of two positions. You're either an oppressor or you're oppressed. And the oppressors oppress the oppressed due to skin color is what critical race theory specifically is. And, you know, the origins of it go back to the mid 20th century with where critical theory was really developed over in Frankfurt, Germany. And it's a Marxist view, a socialist view, which is where there seems to be a lot of traction in our country now moving towards socialism and Marxism. And, you know, we were talking, I don't know if it's last week or the week before, about if you look at Venezuela, you know, you look at Cuba, go talk to some of the people that are in America from these places, and they will tell you they don't want what they left. They came here to get away from that because it doesn't work. America has been blessed as one of the richest nations on earth, not just rich financially, but rich spiritually, we thought, rich with a lot of different resources. So when other countries have disasters or humanitarian needs, big crisis, we typically are the ones that lead the way. But where we're going, I'm wondering if we're going to be able to do that down the road, Taylor. I mean, I just see our country tail spinning right now. Look, within we've basically gone from being energy independent, where we're exporting energy, to now we have gas lines. We can't even get our energy disseminated here. We've shut down pipelines, and we shut down a lot of things related to energy that have cost people jobs. We've gone from having a secure border in our country to now we've got people coming over here and not being taken care of. There's people being raped in these centers. Children are being molested. I mean, it's awful, some of the things going on that's not getting a lot of national media attention. And there's just a lot of lack of leadership right now in our country. And it's really sad to me. And, you know, I said this the other day in SWAT, when you've got a leader of your country that says the greatest civil rights issue of our time is transgenderism, it shows a disconnecting, really any lack of connection to me with God's word at all. And, you know, I don't have to have a president who is a Sunday school teacher. But I do want somebody that stands for his values and their policies. And these policies are awful, and it's really put our country in a bad way. And I think we're gonna see how that impacts us really in the coming months if something doesn't change.
Well, yeah, and you know what's concerning about that statement that you just mentioned is it's not connected to reality in any way. And another statement by his administration was that the biggest threat to the country is white supremacy and white terrorism, which, I mean, if you look at the numbers, that's not really true. I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, neo-Nazis don't exist, but they're a very small segment of the country, and we generally have ridiculed them enough to put them on the fringes where they don't do anything. And to say that after the most recent attack was by a Muslim man trying to kill DC police officers. You know, it's just, and not only did they say, you know, because it'd be one thing if you say, oh, disaffected people who, you know, commit a mass terror event or, you know, a public shooting. But he said, particularly for the ideology of, you know, white supremacy, like no one in polite society is an advocate for white supremacy. And, you know, the few people who are, you know, that you can think of even name, they're ridiculed because their ideas are seen as ridiculous. And yet the administration is saying that that is the biggest threat to the nation right now. And like with what's going on in Israel with the Russian hack attack, like that's just not connected to any reality that most Americans see. It's just spineless to say so, you know.
Well, I just think you're starting to see a backlash right now because you have states, Oklahoma being one of them, I think, where they're banning critical race mm-hmm. theory.
Yeah.
And yet, even in those states, you have teachers says, well, I'm going to teach it no matter what, which I, why would you want to teach that?
Well, it's because they are, you know, they are adherence to a religion, and they are going to continue to espouse their religion. And I think that's something that we don't realize is that the spirit of the age, I guess, if you will, is such that these are people who have been indoctrinated for, you know, we've gone on a few generations of this now. And so to think that they're just going to give it up because of a law, they're not. It's we're going to have to get involved in the school districts, get involved in teaching our children the truth and raise up a new generation of people who are sold out for the Bible. And that's not just going to happen if we elect good leaders or, you know, if we take our kids to the right schools. It's going to take work and effort on our part. And I'm afraid that there's not many Christians who are thinking that way.
Well, you know, we've kind of gotten away from critical thinking, period. I mean, like we just become blind sheep who just, you know, we just kind of follow the sheep in front of us instead of being thinkers and people who are challenging really bad thoughts, bad teaching. Now, I mean, we just go along with it.
Yeah, you know? And I think for a lot of Christians, I think that they, you know, doubt their worldview because obviously that is not the worldview that the society at large espouses anymore. So they doubt that it has the power that the lion, you know, if you let it out of its cage, is going to be able to stand on its own feet. And that's sad. And I think that leads to that sheep-like mentality of just, oh, I'm just going to follow along because I don't want to get my head up because it's going to, you know, get me go through some hardship. And I don't really know exactly what I believe or what my worldview is and how it holds up against the rest. And yeah, so that's I think a sad reality.
Well, I don't think we have to fear as believers. You know, I was just at a Christian event a while ago and I went in there and it was so refreshing to me because you go in there and there were probably, I don't know, 40 of us, 50 of us. We all walked in. Nobody had on masks. Everybody was smiling. Everybody was gracious and grateful. And I just, you know, some of the people, you know, I don't know if we want to go down this road, but, you know, some of the people, there's so much fear in our culture. And I just want to know, where's the church? Where are the believers? Where are the people who were saying, we're people of faith? We trust in the one true living God. And I mean, like we've ridiculously been silenced through fear.
Yeah.
And it's time for the church to stand up and be a voice of truth again and a voice that the one true living God reigns. So I don't know. Hopefully, if you want to join in and call, I'd love to give one of those books of Owen Strand's away to you. So
yeah, that number is 1-844-777-7928. Again, that's 1-844-777-SWAT. Or you can email us at ask@swatradio.com. Again, that's ask@swatradio.com. You're listening to SWAT Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after the news.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at I Love the Truth.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Republicans have moved Representative Elise Stefanik to the ranks of House leadership. Backed by former President Trump and the House's top two Republicans, the upstate New York Republican defeated challenger Representative Chip Roy of Texas in a secret ballot vote. Israel unleashing heavy artillery fire at what it says was a large network of militant tunnels in the outskirts of Gaza City ahead of a possible ground invasion. 9,000 Israeli reservists have been called up as the fighting is intensifying with the Islamic militant group Hamas. Stocks have been moving broadly higher all day on Wall Street, continuing a bounce from a day earlier. The Dow is ahead now 402 points, the NASDAQ 316 points higher, and the S&P 500 66 higher. This is SRN News.
Expect a few delays because of a multi-vehicle accident on I-95 southbound between Airport Road and the 295 Beltway on the north side. Also, there's a crash on I-10 westbound at Stockton Street. And there's a broken down vehicle on the West Beltway 295 northbound at Dunn Avenue. Mostly clear tonight. Expect a low 55. Saturday will start the weekend sunny. High 78.
Shalom. My name is Messianic Rabbi Kurt Schneider. I'm a shaliach, or sent one, of Messiah Jesus. I want to share with you how the Hebrew Bible, or the Old Testament, and the New Testament that we call in Hebrew the Brit Kadashah, fit together like a hand in a glove to give you a brighter hope for today and confidence in your future for tomorrow.
Join Rabbi Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. on Discovering the Jewish Jesus, right here on WTRJ.
They say sometimes you win some, sometimes you lose some. And right now I'm losing bad. Stood on this stage night after night.
Welcome back to SWAT Radio. That was Even If by Mercy Me. If you are just joining us, we're talking about a number of things today. It's a little bit of a Anything Goes Friday. If you would like to call and join the discussion, please call us at 1-844-777-7928. That's 1-844-777-SWAT. Or you can email us at ask@swatradio.com. Again, that's ask@swatradio.com. Be sure to call in, and if you are a first-time caller, Doug has a special gift just for you, just for calling in, hopefully to stimulate your mind and get you into some reading.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if you saw this, Taylor, but, you know, here's what's happening in the United States. You know, the CDC yesterday said that that if you have been vaccinated, you're now free to go without a mask.
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, that should have happened immediately. I don't know why it took as long as it did for that to happen. And the CDC, by the way, people, if you're listening, they have no statutory authority over you. They have not been granted any statute. They can't make laws. They can't enforce laws. They're an advisory group. And so they have no statutory authority over you. And what's going to be happening, this is a prediction, in the next few months, what you're going to see is there's going to be prejudiced against people who choose not to vaccinate with this experimental vaccine. I realize that a lot of you listeners have been vaccinated. I have no problem with that. If you want to get vaccinated, it's like wearing masks. I have no problem with that if you want to do it. But it should not be mandatory for everybody. Yeah. Listen, folks, we have dealt with viruses in this country for a very, very long time. There's drugs out there, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. There's things that can help with viral infections. And there has been such shifts and change. If you know, go back over the last year, And just look at all the different changes. Dr. Fauci, who has head this up for the U.S. government, he's been like a consultant to Trump and now to Biden. And look at how many times he's flip-flop on different issues. And people, none of these things, they talk about science. We had on this program a former board president of the American Association of Doctors and Surgeons. This is not a lightweight person. This is a person who's lectured all over the country on medical issues, who said the mask does nothing significant to lower your risk of catching the coronavirus, which is that's a carrier. The coronavirus is only the carrier for COVID-19. And so the whole mask thing, she says, you can wear the mask and still get COVID.
You can get vaccinated and still get COVID. I mean, well, I don't know if you saw
that.
There's
a lot of people have.
Yeah, Bill Maher came out that, his show, you know, the Real Time with Bill Maher is canceled because he's gotten COVID. He's been fully vaccinated. And there's a number of other people who have gotten fully vaccinated and are still getting the virus. And, you know, most of them are recovering just fine because, you know, the virus is not that
99.992, I think.
Small number.
Yes.
Or a large number of who are healthy.
Will survive it. Mm-hmm. And here's what the doctor who came on our program said, Dr. Merritt. She said that a large majority of a lot of the people who passed from COVID-19 might have survived had they been given ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, but because of political choices made, they weren't. So here's the thing, but going forward, what you're going to have is people how are they going to tell who's vaccinated? You're going to have either some kind of, what do they call those codes? QR code, mm-hmm, or something.
And there's already calls for that. Almost immediately after the CDC came out with that, there's been calls for that. If you look through the Twitter responses to it, it is a bunch of people who are not giving up the totem. They're going to still wear the mask, and they're saying stuff like that. Like you say, well, how are we going to know who's vaccinated and who's not?
Well, listen, there was I just got this from Charles. He sent it in. There's a major general who's the commanding 101st Airborne General at Fort Campbell, said that if you've been vaccinated, you can take leave. But if you've not, you can't leave the base.
Wow, that's ridiculous. And that goes in line with, I don't know if you saw this tweet from Biden yesterday. The rule is now simple. Get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do. The choice is yours. I saw that and I thought it was a joke. I could not believe that the president of the United States that's tyranny. That's a tyrannical thing to say. Inject this experimental thing into your body or put this thing on your face.
Well, there should be informed consent. And here's the problem. People get angry if you have a differing opinion. We've gotten to the point now where people, I don't know if you've really thought about this out there, but the vaccination is not technically a vaccination, according to Dr. Merritt. The vaccination is an injection of an mRNA, I think it's mRNA, into your body. The old vaccinations, they would actually inject either a live virus or a dead virus into your body, and your body would respond to that. That's not what this is. And so if you choose to do that, and I know a lot of my friends have, a lot of my family has, and that's okay if you choose to do that. But for those who don't, if you've been vaccinated, you shouldn't worry about it. I mean, for those who, I mean, that's what I'm saying, if it's effective, right?
What is so crazy is the most anti-vax people are the people who've been vaccinated. They don't believe in the quality of their own vaccine. If they are saying, well, you know, we got to still wear this mask. Okay, well, then does the vaccine work or doesn't it? Oh, well, you know, everyone needs to be vaccinated before I'll feel safe. Okay, well, does the vaccine work or doesn't it? I'm not saying, you know, that, you know, all vaccines are bad or anything like that. I'm saying that use your mind a little bit. And if you are someone who, you know, feels like, hey, let's get the vaccine, the amount of fear towards people who don't is is ridiculous. I mean, it's not based in any sort of empirical data. You're not using your mind. If the vaccine is supposed to protect you from something, why is it that you are still afraid of those who aren't? It does not make sense. It doesn't compute with my way of thinking. So if someone could, you know, cue me in, I'd appreciate it, but it doesn't seem to be grounded in reality.
Well, listen, a lot of people don't even realize that. You know, Dr. Fauci has been around for a long time, and he's distributed back. You remember when AIDS was a problem?
Yeah.
He gave away over $800 billion back then. And so he's been around for a very long time. But do you remember when AIDS came out? And Lori and I were watching this thing the other day. And, you know, the CDC back then was telling people, oh, you don't have to worry about it. You know, it's not that contagious, even though it was contagious, but it was only transmitted through certain ways. But, you know, if you speak out against remdesivir, which was one of the initial drugs they used to treat, or being pro hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin, Dr. Fauci has influence over hospitals. He has influence over things. So people have lost admitting privileges, doctors who have not bought into this stuff. So it really has been a weird kind of thing in the medical world. And so you've got a lot of doctors that are towing the party line just because, you know, they're young, or they're even say they've been in for a while, but they don't want to lose their hospital admitting privileges and their practice, and that's their way of life.
I think for a lot of them, it's their religion as well. It's scientism rather than just science. It is taking science and moving it into the philosophical and into, you know, this is what we believe. Science has some sort of magic power rather than it just being a tool to observe the natural world. And so when stuff like that happens and they see people who really want to practice science step out and say, wait a minute, this is actually, you know, what we're seeing, and they get crushed. They're like, well, you know, I'm a doctor. That is who I am. So if I go against it, who will I be? And I think that's a big reason why you see it. And then there's also people who just, you know, I'm doing my job. I'm not really looking into the whole ins and outs of the vaccine and stuff. Someone tells me this, I trust this source, so I'm going to go with it. So there are those people as well. But it's just to see the medical community, you know, talking about hydroxychloroquine, turning against that, that's been considered safe for like, what, 60 years?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's not safe anymore. How can you not look at that and say, okay, that seems like it's a political thing. I don't know anything about hydroxychloroquine. I'm not trying to advocate for it, or if it's effective against COVID-19, that's not what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say, have a mass hysteria about the thing, it seems ridiculous.
Well, it's just interesting. Dr. Merritt said that there, you know, the COVID thing has obliterated the flu, because there's been no flu flu reported. It's all been COVID-19, and there's a real thing that's going on. But, you know, 4,100 people have died from COVID vaccines. Have you heard that? That's not publicized out there, because they're trying to get people. The thing that I think concerns me so much is how much it seems to be pushed.
Mm. Yeah. Did you see Mike DeWine in Ohio?
Yeah.
He's $1 million for people to go into a lottery for people who want to get vaccinated.
Yeah. So here's the thing, folks. This is what God's word says. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And on his law he meditates day and night. He's like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in season, and its leaf doesn't wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. When I have a guy who's telling me the most pressing need of our country is transgender civil rights, that is a big red flag for me. And when that same guy is trying to push on me a virus vaccine that's not really a vaccine? I don't think so. I mean, for me personally, you know, and again, Dr. Merritt said, if you've got it, it's, you know, just take supplements, vitamin D, vitamin C. But, you know, when we come back, we'd love to take your calls to talk about some of these issues, because I think that as believers, we've got to be people of faith, not people of fear.
Right. All right. So stick with us. We will be back with more after the break. You are listening to SWAT Radio. Stay tuned.
This program has the potential to reach millions of men each week. If you'd like to learn how you can support this unique program that is helping men understand the truth about Jesus through God's Word and how to impact their lives and the lives of others, then go to www.swatradio.com. Then click on the donate link to help SWAT Radio pass on the truth for the next generation.
We're so grateful for having people like Tom Neal Truck Company sponsoring SWAT Radio. Tom Neal Truck Company is located at 417 Edgewood Avenue South in Jacksonville, Florida. Tom Neal is a full-service franchise truck dealer for Freightliner, Western Star, Volvo, Isuzu, and Sprinter vans, offering new and used truck sales, service, parts, and truck rental and leasing to the North Florida and South Georgia truck market. More information on Tom Neal Truck Company is located at www.tomneal.com. That's www.tomneal.com.
All My Hope by David Crowder. Welcome back to SWAT Radio. If you are just joining us, this is a bit of a free-for-all Friday. We're talking about a number of things, and we would love for you to join us in the conversation. So if you would like to join the discussion, or if you have any questions, please call us at 1-844-777-7928. Again, that's 1-844-777-SWAT. Or you can email us at ask@swatradio.com. That's ask@swatradio.com. And if you call in and you are a first-time caller, Doug has a special gift just for you, something to stimulate your mind and get you reading and thinking. It's from Dr. Owen Strand, who was our guest on Thursday. And if you haven't listened to that, you can go and listen at www.swatradio.com, and you can click on the past programs link to find that. It's just yesterday's program, but you can type in Owen in the search bar as well if you would like. Again, that's www.swatradio.com, or you can listen to our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts by searching SWAT Radio.
You know, Taylor, last year around February, I remember talking on air about the virus originating in the Wuhan laboratory. And I can remember there was initial feedback from people saying, well, we don't know that. It came from a market. Mm-hmm. And people accused you of being a conspiracy theorist if you thought it came from a laboratory. One of the other things that my friend and I, who used to work in the State Department, were talking about was how North Carolina, there was people in North Carolina that actually were from China working on, there were virologists there that we were giving funding to Wuhan to work on these kind of issues.
Yeah, gain of function research.
Yeah, this was last February. Nothing, I didn't hear a whole lot of talk about that. But do you know what Senator Rand Paul was asking Dr. Fauci the other day? That very thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he was denying some of that stuff that was there.
Despite there being, you know, a paper trail.
Yeah.
That would indicate otherwise. But yeah.
Yeah. So all I'm saying is that came out. I was talking to my friend about that last February. And you heard nothing in the news about that kind of stuff until now. Now it's here. It's a year later. It's almost like when we hear about the Russian, you remember the whole Russian thing with Trump when it first came out, mm-hmm. it was, oh, he was bad. He did this. And it was all a hoax. It was all wrong. It was all fabricated. there's so much distrust right now, and that's why. Dr. Merritt, who we had on the program, is somebody that I know, and I believe that she has no agenda. I mean, she's a doctor. Her dad was a doctor. Her son's a doctor. You're talking about a family of people who love to serve and care for people. She did surgery on me. And, you know, I have no reason. She also did bioweapons research. You know, so when there's some things that you think about when you talk to people, you can't just go off emotion or who, what political party you like or what you think. Do research. Really ask yourself the question. If Facebook is only letting one side of an argument be on it, social media, Twitter, if they're killing one side of the argument as it relates to a medical issue, why?
Yeah, it's not.
Does that not cause you pause?
Yeah, it's not generally the person who is sure in their argument who is looking to scuttle discussion, and it's not generally a good a benevolent government that is looking to cancel speech, right? So that's just not a good look, you know, at all. But also, you know, from our roots as Americans, that's something that's antithetical to the American thought.
Well, listen, have you heard anybody talk about the flu at all? Has there been any deaths from flu? I don't think they have been really reported from that. And, you know, I just think there's a lot of politicization of everything. It's all been about control and power in our country, trying to change our country. And I just think... right now, it's like my friend Joe said, I'm going to take my chances with something that I know has a 99.2% survivability rate, 99.992, I think, survivability rate versus something I know nothing about.
Right.
So anyway, hey, we got a caller, Jim Self. Welcome to SWAT Radio. Jim, how you doing?
Good. How are you today?
Good. Hey, Jim, real quick, before you give me your comment or your thoughts, I'll let you choose between re-enchanting humanity, which is the theology of mankind. It's a really good, it's a deeper, almost like a systematic theology book by Dr. Strand. The Grand Design, male and female, he made them. It's really about God's roles for men and women from a biblical viewpoint, or what does the Bible teach about transgenderism? The transgenderism book is short. I'll even throw one more option for you. He wrote a book on Jonathan Edwards called The Essential Jonathan Edwards, An Introduction to the Life and Teaching of America's Greatest Theologian. Which one of those would you like?
Oh, my. You know, I'm going to defer that choice to you, whichever one you think would do me the best there. I'm probably most interested in the first one. I know what God and Jesus probably biblically based there think about transgenderism.
Okay. And, so re-enchanting humanity, a theology of mankind. How about that?
Yes, the roles between men and women there. That might interest my wife as well. I don't think the second one would.
Wait. See, are you saying, do you do want the Grand Design, male and female? That's the one you want?
Yeah.
Okay.
That one would probably interest me and my wife.
Okay.
Cool.
I'm trying to think about both of us there. I don't know that she would want a book on transgenderism.
No. Well... Yeah, I think that's an important one to know, because right now in our culture, you know, I think we need to know a biblical response to that, because you see what I'm saying? But that's all right. I got the Grand Design.
I just say no.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
there you go.
So what's your comment then today?
I'm sorry, being old school there. I've read a lot about this, and the odds are actually with me there. And I actually contracted it. So the one thing that you gentlemen haven't spoke of is natural immunity there. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Mankind has been with viruses since we got booted out of the garden. It's just, if you have the antibodies already in your system, I would trust those over any gene therapy or even, you know, the traditional means of vaccine where they take a partial segment of the actual virus itself that's dead and injected into you. Either way, this right here, it's instructing the mRNA strand that's injected into you is instructing your DNA to produce a protein, and that protein mimics the shell or a partial piece of the COSAR-19 virus itself. And whenever people think of proteins, they're thinking, oh, chicken, fish, meat. No, not all proteins are good for the human body. This one is actually toxic.
Yeah.
And here's a statistic that'll blow your mind if you would like to look it up there.
Okay.
People who've had the injection actually have symptoms that are very similar to autoimmune deficiencies because their body's trying to fight this toxin in there. And, that 80% of the people who have actually had COVID don't have any symptoms at all. And you should look up the 2020 versus 2019 rates of heart disease, lung disease, and cancer versus, you know, the COVID year.
Wow.
Really interesting to look at those numbers.
Well, that,
it's very telling.
That's interesting. Jim, you live here in Jacksonville, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So let me just ask you this. What are you seeing out there as far as believers? Because you spoke in some of your statement and comments, you were talking about from a believing perspective. So what are you seeing among believers as it relates to the mask and the vaccines and all that stuff out there?
I see where people are exhibiting, for lack of a better term, fear. And they're allowing those fears in media to dictate to them a certain action. And then you're having, I don't know, for lack of better words, almost a group psychosis going on. And we're not supposed to fear, you know. And to me, it saddens me that there are people living. This anxiety itself will cause you illness. If you look at the Sermon on the Mountain, who amongst you can add one cubit to your height through worry? Who can change one gray hair to, you know, not gray, through worry? This worry, you know, sadness or dries up the bones. That's a proverb, if I remember correctly there. And joy is good medicine, or laughter is good medicine.
And I
see that we've got a narrative on one side that seems to be pushed by our government that is perplexing, because I didn't grow up with this type of government.
It's
really bothersome.
It is very troublesome.
Hey, Jim, I so appreciate your perspective and you calling. That book will be at your house Monday, okay? Unless there's a gas shortage, okay? Hey, we're so glad you could join us. Hey, real quick, yeah, Semper Fi. Real quick, Dr. Lee Merritt, DrLeeMerritt.com. Go to there, click on shop. You can get supplements. You can get all kinds of information on that website. Again, Dr. Lee, LeeMerritt.com. Taylor?
All right, that's all the time we have for today. Just to go off what the last caller said, a new study just came out that said natural immunity is better than the vaccine, and it lasts longer, protects you for longer. So keep that in mind. It is the end of the week, though. We have to go. You're listening to SWAT Radio. Tune in next week.
If you missed a SWAT Radio broadcast this week and would like to hear any show in its entirety, then go to SWATradio.com. Click on past shows where you can listen to the broadcast. Also, if you're looking for a band of brothers that gather around God's Word to be a part of, then go to SWATradio.com and email one of our hosts, and they can get you plugged in to one of the local SWAT Bible studies. Tune in next time to explore how SWAT Radio is strengthening spiritual...
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.